On our program today, visiting with Michaela Kienitz, CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Here we are making our way through the, into fall time, which to me means flu season.
Yep. Flu season here as well.
Flu and respiratory. Yeah, we got all kinds of things going on there. I know that, the hospital, obviously, you guys, it's the same thing I've gotten from the hospital since I can't remember when. Do what your mother taught you. Cover your cough, sneeze and stay home if you're sick, and the whole thing is just be conscious of what you might be spreading around to people.
Yeah, I think people just definitely need to be careful and make sure that, you know, they're keeping distance if they're not feeling well, and like you said, covering your cough, washing your hands. Hand washing is the number one way that we can prevent spreading illnesses. So, COVID taught us all a lot about what to do to keep illnesses at bay. So we need to think back a couple of years and start following that again this winter.
You know, I still go back to, it's the same thing my mother always said.
Exactly.
Just do it and, you know, things will be okay. You might still get it. You might not. That's it. Anyway, I know it's with flu season and stuff coming up. We've got clinics that'll be going on. I think public health does some separate ones and things like that. But all the clinics, I believe, will have flu vaccines available for their, patients. If you need that, schedule your appointment, right?
Yes, absolutely. We do have flu shots available now. So anytime anybody wants to get them, we are ready to go with those. We're going to start here soon on vaccinating all of our staff as well. So we got all the vaccine in, and we've got it all dispersed, and we're ready to go.
So there's a reason we do this, try to stay healthy. And try to avoid some of those big rushes. Let's talk a little bit about how things have gone here so far. August, you did have pretty good traffic, at least in the clinics, it looks like. You had really good, it's probably not really good for the people that had to go, but I'm guessing a lot might have been physicals, things like that as well.
Yeah, August was busy. It's typically a busy month with back to school. A lot of it is back to school physicals, regular physicals, all that kind of stuff just happens to hit that time of year. So August was busy, and I think September is staying on track with that as well, probably because of the cropping up of, you know, the flu season like we just talked about. But yeah, things have been going well as far as you know, busyness and taking care of everybody. So yeah, it's been a busy time.
We keep working at it, and again, the service is there. I made use of the walk-in clinic, I will tell you. I did that. Got through there really quick. Well, me and the portal weren't working very well together that day.
Oh, yeah. So sometimes that happens.
I had gone on, and we had a little technical issue with communicating back and forth, but I think we've got that resolved. In the meantime, folks, it does happen. You know, don't panic. You can get through all of this. But yeah, quickly through the walk-in clinic, that was fast, and away I went, and hopefully I'm getting over it. If I break out into a lot of coughing, you're going to say, Jim, you're going to have to come back and visit with Dr. Teal. So
there's that. I think there's a lot of that going around. A lot of people have kind of a cough and sore throat.
I blame half of it on the allergies and the other half on just it is that time of the year. So
yep. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. I know that I think last time when we visited, let's talk a little bit about your special meeting in the middle of the month, the MRI. You did the public hearing on that. The board did that. You got a contractor to do the work. So as I recall, the last time we did this, the hard part now is getting all the logistics set up to be able to start moving forward with it, because I know you bring in like a mobile unit that you're going to be able to use, and again, there are some restrictions with it, things like that, but we're getting ready to move forward.
Yeah, I think that was a big positive step, getting our contractor figured out, and you're right that the logistics are the challenging part of this, so we will bring in a mobile unit. I think last time we talked, we had intended to have the MRI up and going around January, but I think that's going to be delayed a little bit. There is still supply shortage when we're looking at all the things it takes to do these projects, and there's something that has to do with the length of time on the chiller that we need for this. So it looks like it's going to be delayed a little bit, but I think that's going to work out better for patients because it won't be as cold when they have to go out to the mobile unit, and it'll be, you know, it'll be finished and going more in the springtime. So, you know, again, that's, you know, trying to figure out the logistics, trying to understand the exact timeline and what all of that looks like is a bit challenging, but we're excited to get moving forward with that project.
And for people, again, if you recall, I may have mentioned it more than once, but this is a seven-figure project by the time it's all said and done with the new MRI, new technology. You can't go wrong with that, but getting that in, and then you just don't open the door and move one in and out. You got to take out the wall for that, so.
Right, and you have to bring in a crane to remove the old magnet, and, you know, they're just, it's a very big project, and like you said, it's one of the most expensive things that we do in a hospital our size is to replace our MRI, and so it's obviously a very needed piece of equipment, but it is costly, so you have to be careful with how you do it.
Yeah, there's a few expensive items over on that end of the hospital. People tend to forget a little bit about it. Besides the MRI, what we got you got CAT scan? And that's been updated just the last couple of years, I think. So,
yep, yeah. I think so, too. I'm not sure how old it is. I do know that it is on the list for starting to look at replacement in the next couple of years again.
New technology again coming our way.
Constantly changing.
And that's what we want. Keep up to date because it's going to benefit all our patients in the long run, too. Let's talk a little bit about one of the things when you first came here and started talking. I know one of the areas you really wanted to see stabilized and see some growth in, and that was in our OB department. So things you continue to work on that. That is a work in progress, and that happened to be the report you got from Dina at the board meeting this week. We're pretty much fully staffed, and they do keep busy, but obviously we have room for more deliveries.
Yeah, you know, I think that we keep continuing to work, like you said, on growing our OB numbers. Last year we did 86 deliveries. We'd really like to see that number be closer to 120. Somewhere between 100 and 120 would be ideal for us. One of the things that we look at is how many deliveries we need to, you know, get staff off of orientation, make sure they get enough exposure, and for our staff to remain competent. So that's one of the things that we work on is growing that service. The other thing I think that's really important to recognize about that is we have three great providers that provide that service. And, you know, their approach to OB is a little bit different, I think, than other providers that you see. And so I think that patients really love that. You know, they're there with you at all of your visits. They're there at your delivery. They're very invested in the care. And so trying to market that is challenging because you can't really put on a billboard the holistic nature of their care. You sort of have to hear it word of mouth or experience it yourself. And so we are doing a lot of marketing work. One of the things we're trying to do is some more video stuff of them and so that people can kind of get the feeling of what it's like to deliver a baby here and kind of the different things that we offer compared to other places. And so we're doing a lot of work on it right now, just really focusing on how to get that word out. I think one of the things, and I've talked about this before with you, is, you know, there's a lot of people in our community that don't really recognize that we even do OB. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying really hard to get the word out. You know, this is what we do. We're here. This is who we are, that kind of a thing. So, you know, it's been, like you said, it's been a work in progress, but a really exciting one. And you know, they've just redone the OB suites. We've recently have purchased some new pictures for in there. And so there's constant work on it. The other thing is, you know, we recently got recognized as a silver safe sleep certification. And so, you know, we're one of the only critical access hospitals in Iowa to have achieved that recognition. And I think our hope is to get to gold. We were previously bronze and now silver. And one of our staff really works on that. And, you know, that has a lot to do with making sure that, you know, there's education and whatnot for parents on the safe sleep of the infant. And so, you know, it's really neat that our staff is working really hard to make sure that we are above and beyond other places. So really excited about that.
I was going to say, and being fully staffed, and I noticed one thing she mentioned, turnover, very low.
Yeah, our turnover rate is really low in there. We've been fully staffed for a couple of months now in that area. If you remember back, there was a lot of turnover in healthcare near the sort of end of the public health emergency. And so I think that we did have some agency staff here helping us cover. But one of the things that's challenging with OB here is that it takes a long time for those brand new staff to get off of orientation because we want to make sure that they've been exposed to enough deliveries. We always hope that deliveries go perfectly, but they don't always. And so we have to make sure that we're prepared for when things don't go perfectly. And so it's challenging to make sure that those staff get all that experience that they need. But so it takes a little bit longer, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at, to get them done with orientation and be ready to go. And so we do have a few that are still on orientation here. And so while they're on orientation, they work side by side with a very experienced OB nurse. So that they can gain the skills that they need to be independent themselves.
I was going to say, and for our physicians that deliver, they like to be all-encompassing. I mean, your full family physician, but they do deliveries, and they watch pretty close to what's happening. So,
absolutely, and I think one of the big things for them is they want to, you know, see that baby afterwards and their siblings and make sure that they're taken care of the whole family. And so it's really nice to keep those deliveries here because, you know, we don't lose that pediatric care then out of our system. Yep. And they really want to do all of that care. They want to take care of the whole age range. So I think that's really important for them.
Well, last time when we visited, we talked a little bit about facilities, still plugging along, I mean, outside of the MRI, but we're still putting plans together. And I know that you've been working with firms and also taking a look at, people need to understand, when you start talking this, you plan, but Carl's got to also plan how we're going to pay for this.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work with the facility master plan, and we've worked with the architects and the construction company and the folks that do the infrastructure work, like the electronics and the heating and cooling and all that of the building. And so we've done a lot of work with them and come up with some various plans. And so we're kind of done with that part, and we kind of know what the different options available to us are based on some of the, you know, we tried to really work hard on prioritizing the areas that needed the most improvement or the most growth space. So we tried to really look at that. So we have about four options that are available to us, and we're right now we've engaged our auditing firm, Eide Bailly, to do a financial feasibility study so that we can really understand what can we afford to do in the long term. We do qualify for USDA funding, and that is a benefit of being a public hospital. And so what that does is it, you know, decreases our interest rate and lengthens out the loan if we were to take on a long-term loan for this. But really, still, you want to make sure that, you know, it's affordable. And so that's really the next step, and all the options will be presented to the board and along with the financial feasibility study, because the number one question when you present a whole bunch of options is, well, what can we afford? And so that's really our next step, is to figure all of that out and then make a determination how to move forward.
I should jump back then and make sure we touch on the fact, folks, if you're wondering, yes, we did have some larger expenditures in August, but some one-time things that came up there, some balances and stuff and some of the contracts and that. But otherwise, financially, still very solid.
Yeah, we're still doing really well. Like we talked about earlier, August was a really busy month, and so that helped the revenue bounce back. July was not as busy, and so that did hurt our revenue. And then, like I said, September is continuing to be busy, and so I think, yeah, we're still really solid. Days cash on hand is still really good. August did have some big expenses, like you said, a couple of extra payrolls and things like that. So I think August had three payrolls, so that always affects us. But, things are looking really good that way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other business. I know we had touched a little bit last time when we talked. You're taking a look at potentially having another orthopedic surgeon maybe taking a look at being here in Boone. Outside of the ortho group, Iowa Ortho.
Yeah, we've been investigating our orthopedic opportunities for a few months now. I think that there's some more that we could do here at the hospital so that we're able to meet the needs of patients and not have them traveling as much. And so we've been doing a lot of looking into that. I think that it's really important for us to evaluate our various services and make sure that we are fulfilling our obligation to the people in our communities and make sure that we're bringing what we can here to the hospital. And then the potential with ortho to have someone here more often is really appealing as well, because if you need to see ortho, you know, maybe you don't want to wait 3 weeks or a month until they're here next. And so then, you know, we're forcing people to have to drive to Des Moines. And so we've been looking at different options. We've also been working with Iowa Ortho on seeing if there's, you know, if they have more capacity where they could come out more often and do some more stuff here. So it's been an interesting sort of service line to work through. But I think that the more that we can grow that service, the better we will serve our patients.
And I know you've visited with a group that does urology, at least in communication with them now.
Yeah, we've been talking to a urology group in Des Moines about potentially doing an outreach clinic here. Again, we're working with them and talking about, you know, if there's surgical procedures that need to be done, could you do them here? And I think there's a good portion of them that they said, yeah, you know, we would do a good portion of them there. Some things obviously would need to go elsewhere, but I think that when we look at services like that, we want to make sure that we're covering all of it, not just holding a clinic here and then patients have to travel, making sure that, you know, we're doing the things locally that we can do so that, you know, we're meeting the needs of people here. So we've talked to them, talking to Mary Greeley McFarland about urology as well and seeing what they might be able to offer us. So that's definitely a line that a lot of people have requested. I think our providers would really love for us to have urology. So it's needed.
Well, let's talk about one of your wins. This thing is was pretty exciting to hear. Dr. Christensen, who replaced Dr. Scanlon and has been doing cataracts and things, he said, you have more operating room time available. Could I use that? He's looking at bringing some patients this way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really big win for us. He approached our OR director, I think, here within the last month or two about potentially bringing about 30 more cases a month to us, so a full day more of cases. And we already do, I think, around 20 cases for him a month, but bringing 30 more is a really big thing for us, and we do have those OR days blocked out now starting in January. So it's super exciting that that is moving forward and that we're going to, you know, see that volume here.
Part of that is with who he's working with. It's been a pretty well-run system, I know, when they start going in there, and I think he feels pretty comfortable about what he can accomplish there.
Yeah, our team here in the OR has done a lot of work on what's been one of their quality projects is to decrease the wait time for cataract patients, and so they did a really big project and they made some really big improvements, and you know, he was part of that, and I think that he saw that and was like, you know, they're really focused on making sure that we're able to get patients through and that we're giving great care and you know, high quality care. And so I think that the fact that they got that all ironed out and all the little kinks are worked out of the process, I think that made him want to come here and bring more people here. So it's really exciting, and they worked really hard on that, so it's a big win for them.
You know, last time when we talked, you were actually going to be visiting with some potential participants in the emergency department, because that's one where we need some additional staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
still working on that.
A couple candidates for the ED physicians, and you know, we're kind of in a little bit of a holding pattern with that right now. But I do think that there is some interest in coming here. You know, people have contracts elsewhere and things that they need to work through and then determine if, you know, this is going to be the right fit for them. But we're continuing to work on recruitment for our ED. It has proven to be kind of challenging, but, you know, I think the right candidates will come along and we'll get fully staffed up here with our own providers. And I'm excited to see that happen and kind of come to fruition where we don't need to use agency any longer.
Yeah. And I know... Still doing the family practice recruitment as well. And again, we still have some spaces available and still have opportunities and still have people that have an interest.
Yeah, we have a really promising candidate coming to visit us in Boone here in the middle of October. And so Pacey continues to work really hard on recruitment for the family practice setting. We do have Dr. Gordon starting next summer, and then hopefully we're able to get this other candidate that's coming to visit, and she you know, has some C-section experience and a lot of doing an OB residency, and so she's got a lot of experience. And I think, you know, like we talked about before, folks that want to do OB and family practice, there's just not a lot of locations for that. Sure. And so what we have to offer here is really appealing to people like that. And so I think that's what's brought her our direction. So we're excited to meet her and see if she's going to be a good fit for us. And yeah, like you said, we always are looking for candidates, and we have, you know, we have some good opportunities. I know Dr. Teal and Dr. Logan are retiring here in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months. And I think we've talked about that before. We're excited for them, but trying to make sure that we have, you know, enough providers to take care of all the patients.
So other things that are going on for you, I know you've got some other things that you're really focusing on here as we get into this time of the year. What's your hat, mitten, and glove drive?
Yeah, so we have developed a community committee, and that's the committee that did the Food for Kids project this summer. And so that now that that one is wrapped up and we have gotten all the food, you know, that was extra left over, dispersed out to the food banks and the schools, we're starting to focus on what would our winter project be. And so the group decided to focus on hat, mittens, and gloves for the schools. And so we're doing a collection of those items. There are collection bins, I believe, at our clinics and in the hospital. And then what we'll do is we'll separate all those items out and get them evenly divided up between all the schools in our area. I think the schools, you know, run into times where kids forget their stuff or they don't have a hat or, you know, gloves, whatnot. And so then they have those at their disposal to hand out as they need them. And I think that really helps with recess and things like that.
Oh, please. You had boys.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't need a hat today. No.
Or a coat.
Or a coat. Yeah, so that happens. Regular meeting time in October, I know, but we also have our holiday time coming up, and the board generally consolidates that November-December meeting. So early part of December, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I believe December 7th, okay. I think, is the date of the November and December meetings. They will be combined, and you know, potentially we'll have our financial audit at that meeting. We're thinking October, but that could potentially happen in December. So, yeah, just getting ready for holiday season.
All righty. I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Jim.